From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Israel's cabinet took a step today that's being hailed as historic. It voted to dismantle 21 Jewish settlements in Gaza and the West Bank. It's the first time the Israeli government has approved the evacuation of settlers from land Palestinians want for part of their own state. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says the Gaza pullout will begin in July. NPR's Linda Gradstein is covering the story.
At the beginning of today's cabinet meeting, Sharon said the vote was not easy. Almost 9,000 Jews are to be expelled from their homes. Today, he said, is not a happy day. Yet, said Sharon, the withdrawal from Gaza is an essential process for the future of the State of Israel. Sharon expressed similar sentiments a few days ago when he addressed the foreign press.
Unfortunately, this step is very painful, but necessary. I will do everything in my power to prevent a rift in the nation. This may be one of the most difficult steps I had to take during my term as Prime Minister.
Sharon had a comfortable majority in the cabinet today with a vote of 17-5. Among the dissenters was the Prime Minister's chief rival, Finance Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's already said he will challenge Sharon for leadership of the Likud party in the next election. If Netanyahu and supporters of Jewish settlers have their way, that election could come sooner rather than later, and it would put the Gaza withdrawal on hold. That election will have to happen if Sharon fails to get a majority in an upcoming vote on the state budget. Right now, Sharon doesn't have a majority, but analysts expect him to patch one together. After today's cabinet vote, Sharon signed orders that will be sent to the settlers for their evacuation. According to Israeli law, there must be 5 months between the day the orders are signed and when they are implemented. Sharon's office said the withdrawal will begin on July 20th. Israeli media hailed the cabinet vote as historic. Abraham Diskin, a professor of political science at Hebrew University, says it shows an emerging consensus among the majority of Israelis that a Palestinian state is inevitable.
Even the most extreme say, well, we do understand that the dream of greater Israel, that's over. We have to make up concessions.
Meanwhile, the cabinet today also approved the final route of the separation barrier Israel is building in and around the West Bank. It will encompass a group of Jewish settlements near Bethlehem on the Israeli side of the barrier, as well as the large settlement of Maale Adumim. Palestinian officials say it means Israel will annex at least 7% of the West Bank to Israel, which they say is unacceptable. Sharon insists it should not be interpreted as a political border, and the route could be altered.